The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, Disney has been tapping into goodwill and super fandom. Indian weddings have been getting the squeeze and cities of the future there are being talked about. And these are some of the stories making headlines around the world this week. Siobhan O'Connell of Business Plus magazine is here to tell us more about them. You're very welcome to the programme, Siobhan. First of all, we're off to Japan, where a billionaire appears to be very generous.
Well, they do say money doesn't buy you happiness, although the jury's still out on that in my mind. But it certainly does buy you publicity. And a Japanese billionaire called Yuzaka Maozawa is going to give away more than $9 million to 1,000 people on Twitter to see if it improves their happiness. All they had to do was retweet him. Now, he announced this on YouTube, the tech tycoon. He made his money out of a fashion retailer called ZozoTan. He said he called the contest a serious social trial to see what impact this amount of money could have on a person's life. Almost anybody in Japan was eligible to receive the fortune. All they had to do was join Twitter, retweet the announcement before midnight on January 7th.
Is it actually really just a good value for money for him? It's a $9 million advertising spend, really.
100%. As I said, whether or not he proves money buys you happiness is another thing in his social experiment, but he's certainly got his money's worth with his publicity because he's made all over the news items across Japan and globally with this stuff.
Now, also in Japan, Toyota are talking about building an experimental future city.
Yes, they announced this at CES Vegas, which was took place in Vegas earlier this week, and is plans to build a prototype city of the future at the base of Japan's Mount Fuji, powered by hydrogen fuel cells and functioning as a laboratory for autonomous cars, smart homes, artificial intelligence and other technologies. They're going to call it the Woven City. That's in reference to Toyota's origins as a loom manufacturer. Now, the Woven City will have police, fire and ambulance services, schools, and could be home to a mix of Toyota employees, retirees and others. The development is going to be built on the site of a car factory, now that is planned to be closing by the end of 2020, and will have at the start about 2,000 residents in coming years. Now, Toyota president Akio Toyoda, it's a personal passion of his, this future of the city, and he did say to laughter in the Vegas audience, he said, "You may be thinking, has this guy lost his mind? Is he like a Japanese version of Willy Wonka?" Perhaps, he concluded, to much merriment.
One of the things about it, they do talk about powering it through hydrogen fuel cells, which is interesting because we're going down very much the electric vehicle route
yes.
here. And Toyota obviously are still maybe experimenting with that. So the jury's still out on the future direction of
100%
of travel power.
Yeah.
Africa, a big surge in startups in Africa.
Yeah, a big surge. Startups operating on the continent received a total of $1.3 billion in startup funding. That's according to a report published this week by WeTracker. Now, it's the first time annual Africa-focused startup funding has crossed the $1 billion mark, according to WeTracker's methodology. Although there was a company called Partech Ventures compiles a similar report. They said it happened last year. But the WeTracker report, that covers private companies that have already raised investment irrespective of where they are headquartered. Anyway, the $1.3 billion invested in African tech companies in 2019, compared to just under $200 million invested in 2015. So that's a huge increase in the space of just 4 years. Nigeria and Kenya were the continent's top startup investment destinations, jointly accounting for 81.5% of investment received. Now, elsewhere outside of Africa, Egypt also recorded strong growth, with investment more than doubling in the last year. Now, that's largely thanks to funding raised by a bus hailing company, Swivel. Now, but in contrast, South Africa, typically a top startup investment destination, saw recorded declines in 2019.
Interesting. Now, in India, a bit of a slowdown in the economy is hitting the wedding business.
Yeah, they're on a diet, the big fat Indian weddings, by all accounts. This comes from the International Business Times, who reported this week how Indian weddings, famously lavish, lasting days with hundreds if not thousands of guests, are starting to go on a bit of a diet. They're slimming down. And it's symptomatic of a sharp slowdown in the world's fifth largest economy, with Indians spending less on everything, never mind on their big fat weddings. things, but to daily essentials as well. Now, growth in India has hit a six-year low and unemployment is a four-decade high under Prime Minister Modi. And the Economic Times, they quoted a lady, a chartered accountant, Palak Panchamia, for example, and she's already slashed the budget on her upcoming Mumbai nuptials by a third. Her husband thought her €1,000 budget for her dress was a bit steep, so she's gone back now to see, can she make it a bit cheaper?
But it is, or was, a $50 billion business, business in India. It seems to be huge. Now, Disney, people applying to work for free, Siobhan.
Yeah, you really couldn't make it up. It is something like a fairy tale. But however, yes, 10,000 super fans applied to be on the Disney Parks Moms panel. Three of them were dads. Only 14 were selected, and they will spend the next year for free helping interested park goers plan their Disney vacations. The group has been in Orlando since last Wednesday, receiving training about how to be a panelist. They have to ask each other for help, how to answer a question politely, how to urge someone to try something new. Now, in exchange for doing all this nonsense, the panelists get a free stay at a Disney park or vacation club of their choice for 5 nights, and they can even bring 3 people along with them.
Wow, a fairy tale or a horror, I wonder. Siobhan O'Connell of Business Plus Magazine, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.